Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
BP says 65,000 people have filed claims so far because of losses from the Gulf oil spill. That's more than $100 million paid out, and that seems like a lot of money. Until you consider that Ken Feinberg will help pay $20 billion in claims.
I think we've got to speed it up. We've got to let people file online if they want, electronically.
Feinberg wants to make sure people are getting the money they need now, without a lot of red tape.
When an individual comes in and asks for emergency assistance, that person should not have to keep coming back for additional emergency assistance. We ought to give them a lump sum check that will tide them over until we set up a permanent plan.
So who's eligible for a piece of that $20 billion, and just how easy is it to file a claim? Heavy damages for business owners means a heavy check from the escrow fund? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 22nd. A lot of big money amounts in the news headlines, not just the $20 billion escrow fund, but another $51 million in bills sent from the federal government to BP and other people.
Chump change there, that's for sure. As the bills add up there in the Gulf. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. It's the old mafia-style protection racket, but this involves Afghan warlords, reportedly, the Taliban and your taxes. A House of Representatives report says the U.S. military is paying millions of dollars to ensure safe passage of its supply convoys in Afghanistan. But Massachusetts Congressman John Tierney tells CBS News it's undermining the war.
U.S. taxpayer dollars are being used to fund warlords and other people that are fueling corruption in that government.
The report says the Defense Department is well aware of where the money is going. Meanwhile, another NATO soldier was killed last night in Afghanistan, bringing yesterday's toll to 10 overall, including 5 Americans. Faisal Shahzad pleaded guilty yesterday to trying to explode a car bomb in Times Square last month. He also admitted to receiving terror training in Pakistan and warned that further attacks on the U.S. were coming. He faces life in prison when he's sentenced in October.
The government slapped BP and its partners with another bill for the oil leak yesterday. This one is for $51 million, as we said earlier. And there's a new frustration for victims of the disaster. People who've received money from BP say they're surprised to learn that they may have to pay taxes on it. Joining us now is David Bodenhammer. He's one of the managing partners of Young's Suncoast Vacation Rentals. So, David, how much is your business down right now?
Compared to what we would normally do this time of year, about 50 to 60%.
So what does that translate to in terms of lost money for your business?
Well, we take in, we're a resort community, and we generate 75% of our annual revenue in 3 months.
Okay, so how much have you lost?
Well, so far, probably over a $500,000.
Okay, and you just received a check from BP. We're going to be talking more about this with you. David Bodenhammer, stay with us.
President Obama is expected to warn health insurance companies today not to gouge customers before the health care overhaul takes effect. The White House is worried insurers will raise premiums and blame the new law. The first cabinet member is leaving the Obama White House. Budget Director Peter Orszag will reportedly resign in the coming weeks. He was one of the president's top lieutenants on both health care and the stimulus bill.
And a new report says China will overtake the U.S. in manufacturing in 2013. That would end America's more than 100-year reign as the world's largest manufacturer. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are also down. The Dow will start at 10,442. The S&P at 1,113. The Nasdaq will open at 2289. So if you're out of work and you're looking to jumpstart your career, you might think, maybe I'll go back to school and get a graduate degree. But the question we're asking today is it worth it? We're going to weigh out the benefits versus the debt, the cost of that advanced degree later this hour. This is something, obviously, John...
You get to call yourself doctor. Hey, doctor.
Well, if you get your PhD, yeah, that's for sure. If you have your own story of a graduate degree and what it's worth, call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. Is grad school worth it?
In a few minutes, looking deep into those BP deep pockets to help Gulf victims, how effectively those claims processes are going to work.